Yeager. We mentioned that there are three shittas in Tanoim of what do you need Bishmo on. Do you need Bishmo on the what? What was your mayor shita? Eide Chasimikars. You need Bishmo on the what? Josh? Simis, right? Very good. According to Rav Lazar, what do you need Bishmo on? Rav Lazar says Eide Misirikars. What do you need Bishmo on? The Ksiva, correct. Then we mentioned Rav Yehuda said what? You need both on the Ksiva and the what? And on the Chasima. But we pointed out that the Gemara on Pevavim Beis has the following. The Gemara on Pevavim Beis says that according to the second day of the Gemara, who is Abaye, that there is no din of Nisina Lishma. Correct? There is no halach of Nisina Lishma. What's the first sheet to say? What did the first sheet to say in the Gemara there? Take a quick look on Pevavim Beis. What's the first sheet to say there on Pevavim Beis? It says the following. It says, Man Tanam Reb Yirmiya, Belo Kirabalaza, Di Kirabalaza, Kivin Rech Mesira Karsi, Halo Yoda, Be Neo Komegarsha. Michael pointed out very well in Seder, who is the Tan according to Reb Yirmiya? Who is the Tan of Mishnah? What does the Mishnah there say on Pei Bava Mbeis? What does the Mishnah say on Pei Bava Mbeis? It says you have two Gidnim that are sent, the names are identical, they get mixed up, you have to give both gets to each person. Right? Nosin l'shnei l'zun, l'shnei l'zun. And then it's acceptable. Okay? That's what we assume. Who's the first Tana? Who is, according to Rabbi, who's the Tana? It's not Rabbi Lazar, so who is it? It's Reb Meir. Rashi says it's Reb Meir. Take a look at the Rashi. Man Tana. Okay, yesterday in Shir we said maybe it's a fourth Tana. That's not correct. It's Reb Meir. Please get it. What does Rashi say? Man Tana, the Tani Dika Takata, but also Shneim Lazu, Shneim Lazu. Who's the Tana that says you give both getting to both people? The local Rebbe Lazar. Elikir and Meir. Underline. Hilka kol achas mehen miskareset b'shalah. Each woman will be divorced with her get. Shari bol liyadam. The eight of chasumim bol. The Reb Meir came into a boy in Mesira Shaper Dami. Reb Meir doesn't require in Mesira. Get this line. The hakol getting nami. If you hold Eidim Chasima Karsi, you have Eidim sign on the get. Do they ever know what happens? They Eidim sign on the get. If it's a gift being delivered from Chutzpah, they don't know what happened. They sign the get. They have no idea what happened. Any Eidim Chasima is never a problem. We're not concerned with this. Correct? So therefore, there are only three Tanoim. There are not four. So you should fix that in your notes. They're not four. This time is saying the mission will leave it to Reb Meir. Reb Meir will say the Chasima Karsi. You don't know who's who? Well, you never have that. They didn't sign the get, aren't always there. It was signed in Los Angeles. And it gets delivered in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, it's very, very clear, Lamaisa, that what? It's very clear that, in fact, they, the Chasima, do not have to know. So therefore, there are really only three shittas. The time is either Reb Meir, or whom, or Reb Elazar. Second shittas of Elazar, because you don't need to sing Lishma. Now, I asked Akashi yesterday in Shir. What did I ask yesterday in Shir? That according to Rashi, remember we had a machlokes Rashi, Tosis is their institutional Ruchach Mitovo, according to Reb Meir, what is our Tosis assume? A base of a base. Yes, there is. What does Rashi assume? No, there isn't. Let me ask you a question. How on earth is this Muchach Mitochel? How is this Muchach Mitochel? The whole like Tysus. That there is an institution called Muchach Mitochel. How is this Muchach Mitochel? What do you say? So Tosos writes, please get it, on Dawud of Aleph, he makes an Ukimta, and the Tysar Rush says that they love him in base, that one of the two Gittin had a grandfather's name. And therefore you can discern who the husband is. Okay? And therefore we'll know which get is which. Now granted, the shliach doesn't know, and the woman doesn't know, but at least the man does. So from the body of the get, it is Muchach Mitochel. Please get that. That's the Tosis writes on Dawud and Manal and the Tosis Rosh on Beit Bovah and Beis. That case is Mukuch Mitoho, because you make it a Kimta. That case, one of the Gittin had a grandfather. Either Shliach didn't know, the woman didn't know, but it fulfills the mandate of Mukuch Mitoho. The Ron near a Gittin on Beit Bovah and Beis argues and says, like Rosh, that there is no concept of Mukuch Mitoho. He says, Mikan, you have to be cholik on Rashi, you have to be cholik on Tosis, there is no institution of Mukuch Mitoho. You can't make it a Kimta. So I want you to get that Mishnah on Beit Bovah and Beit Beis is very critical. For number one, we said yesterday, according to the second sheet of the Gemara, there's no din in the Sin Lishma. Number two, we're saying today that according to Rav Meir, Ada Chasima Karsi, they didn't decide it. They never know who the get's given to anyway. So the first sheet was Rav Yirmiyah, said the time is Rav Meir. Number three, we're saying that is this a notion of Mukuch Mitoho? How could it be Mukuch Mitoho? You don't know which get is which. What's the answer? The answer is that what? The Tosis makes him a Kimta. One of the two kids had a grandfather. And the Ron argues that Tosis says, no, I don't like Rashi, that there is no constitution, there is no institution of Mukuch Mitoho according to Rebbe. Okay? That's the Kiddush that we want to bring out in this din. Okay? That it's very important. I was breaking my head. What's the child of Mukuch Mitoho here? So the Ron says there's no need of Mukuch Mitoho, like Rashi. The Ron says there is no need of Mukuch Mitoho like Rashi. And Tosis says, no, and it's a Rosh, that one of two kids had a grandfather's name, and therefore fulfills the din of Mukuch Mitoho. So that's what we want to bring out. That's the first point I want to bring out. Please get it, okay? But Michael's very good that you see that from Rashi. Rashi holds Levites that the first sheet of the Gemara was for a Meir. Okay? Mark, go ahead.
What happens in most cases where there is no grandfather, what happens
if this case happens? If this case happens, according to Tosis, the get's puzzle, according to a Meir. Could not be according to a Meir. The get would be possible according to a Meir. Okay? That's the Tosis learns. Oh, it's only good according to a Meir if what? If it's discernible. According to Rashi, what would be the din? Fine, because there's no din in Mukuch Mitoho. Okay? That's a very important machlokes. There are two Rashis we mentioned. Achav Beis and Beis and Achav Dawud and Beis are the two Rashis where Rashi denies the notion of Mukuch Mitoho in Rav Meir. Okay, please get it. All right. Number two now, I wanted to mention we didn't have time. Yesterday, let's just finish up the Rambam, and then we have to go fight. We assume for a woman who is, okay? And we have believability of an Eidach. We read it together. There is a din of an Eidach, and Eidach is believed. This din of an Eidach being believed, saying the funny nechta, funny nechta. Give me another case in Shas that an Eidach is believed. What other category do we know that Eidach is believed? What other case? Who says Shmuel? Oh, Shmuel. If an Eidach comes over and says, Ari, I owe him $100, what's it do? What's Allah? Normally, I'll be shtaymei in Yom Kippur, I don't even owe a penny. But what's the din of an Eidach? He's mechayev me a Shmuel. If I don't take a Shmuel, if I say I don't know, I have to pay. He talks to me, he calls the name is din of Rabbi Adam. That Eidach that is Machai Shmuel, does that Eidach have to be kosher? A kosher Eid? Eidach that is Machai Shmuel. Does he have to be a kosher Eid? Halakha L'maisa? Yes, the Rambam writes. The Rambam writes an Eidach must be Machai Shmuel. Okay? An Eidach must be Machai Shmuel. But that Eidach must be kosher. Please get it. The Rambam writes Eidach, Sarich Liyo, kosher. Asher, let me ask you, does the guy who says the funny nechta, funny nechta, let's get this, have to be a kosher aid? Yes or no? No, someone tell me. Does the guy who says the funny nechta, have to be a kosher aid? No! No, he does not! It's a mishnah, the explicit mishnah, chav gimel amibayis. A woman is posseladus, but she can bring the funny nechta, funny nechta. The mishnah, chav gimel amibayis, says that you do not have to be kosher ladies. That's number one distinction. That this eight echad that we're dealing with is different than the eight echad is mechayev shmuel. One difference is that the eight echad is mechayev shmuel has got to be kosher. The eight echad of mechayev shmuel does not have to be kosher. That's number one. Number two, an eight echad that is mechayev shmuel, he has to say it in front of a what? A beis din. Does the shliach that says b'fanenecha have to say it in front of a beis din? Yes or no? No. Where's the Rambam I gave you? Here, Zion Alokahe. What is the Rambam asking? How many people do you need? for a basin and for an enech and for an enechta. Two, excellent set. Two, so the Rambam says, Eidecha v'chayev shvua, I'm just writing the shvua side. You write in your notes also, Tzarich niskabel v'beizdin. Has to be niskabel v'beizdin. And Eidecha v'chayev shvua only needs two. It's not a beizdin. That shows it's different. This is a special nebonus. Rabbonu d'itzrich. It's a completely different thing. And lastly, number three, third difference that shows it's different than regular Eidecha, is that the bottom line is, according to Rava, the Faneinecha Faneinecha is B'makum Kiyum. Yes? According to Rava, Heidim Tzun Mekayimo, we're still in Rava, but I'm just saying conceptually outside. According to Rava, what is the Faneinecha Faneinecha? Kiyum. What is Kiyum? Staris. Is Kiyum Staris Eidus or Beisdin? How do you conclude Kiyum Staris? What's the signification that a star has been verified? A henpeck. Not the Haggadah's Eidus, the henpeck. I'll prove it to you. What happens if the Kabbalah's Eidus of Eidim, that it was verifying star was done during the day? Can they verify it with the henpeck at night? Yes or no? No. The Rama writes that explicitly. Perek Vav Halachal Devas Eidus. I gave it to you yesterday. Ain the kind stars Belilim Neshu who did. Meaning to say that the bottom line is that when we talk about the Fanei Nechtov, it is what? According to Rava, Fanei Nechtov, with Fanei Nechtov, it's considered to be Kiyum, and Kiyum is a Maisa Beisdin. It's a din below Haggadah's Eidus, most down Haggadah's Eidus, most down. Haggadah's Eidus. When you don't say that once the Eidim testify, oh, that's our signatures, or two other Eidim said, we recognize the signatures, it's done. It's not done until Beisdin does the seal. You follow me? So what I want to bring out is that it's much different than an Eidecha. The Eidecha that we're dealing with our sugya is not like an Eidecha on Chayshu. Eidecha on Chayshu has got to be kosher. Fanecha doesn't have to be kosher. Number two, and Eidechah's B'chayeshu has to be done in front of the basin. The guy who says B'funenecha, B'funenecha is in front of two. It's not a basin. Number three, according to Rava, that B'funenecha, B'funenecha is Kiyum. What is the definition of Kiyum? Basin putting their head peck. Not Haggadah's Eidus. The best Raya is, if you do the Haggadah's Eidus during the day, can basin what? Do a head peck at night? No! Because the head peck is when it's done. And it's done Belila, it's a din. Can't be done Belila. So you see that what? It's not done with Haggadah's Eidus. This Eidechah is not stam what? It's not an Eidechah like patterned after other Eidechahs. This Eidechah is a new type of what? A new type of Nehmanus, not patterned after a preacher's Eidechah. Okay? I want you to get that. Because there is a mandate which we're going to get to now when we start the Gemara. What's the famous statement? The Gemara has in there in Achlamet. And also where? And getting later on at Nafsam of Dalit, called the Tikkun Rabbanon. Called the Tikkun Rabbanon, what's the famous phrase? The Rav would spend many hours with Shekhar would tell us. Could be Masber Dinin de Rabbanon. What Din de Raisa was the Din de Rabbanon modeled after? Called the Tikkun Rabbanon, Kehain de Raisa Tikkun. It's a Gemara later on in Gittin as well. What we want to bring out here is that this Eidecha of the Shliach that says B'funenecha Eidah is not patterned after any Dikiris. Because we're pointing out it's much, much different. These are the three distinctions. Okay? It's much, much different. Okay? And the truth is, the Gemara has a line. I want you to take a look. Take a look at Samach Dalet. Take a quick look. Sorry, Samach Heim and Aleph. You see Samech Heim and Aleph? There is a Machloikis in Amoroyim on Samech Heim and Aleph as to what the scope of called the Tikkun Rabbanon Geniris Tikkun. See the top line there? The Edoch. Zach, read that top line. The Edoch. But read the previous line, Samech Dalvez. May I have another name, Mark? Amr of Chista. Amr of Chista. Right. What should he have said? Oh, any din derabban is modeled after a viraisa. The idach. The milsa. In a Torah. Aval. No, period. In other words, there's a machloikis in Amoraim here in Gittin as to what the scope of this cloud called the Tikkun Rabbanu Kenner as a Tikkun is. Is that any Tikkun Rabbanu would try to find a model on a Diraisa level? Or only a Tikkun Rabbanu that has a root Diraisa? That has a root that's Diraisa. Something that has a root that's Diraisa. Okay? And that's the issue here. That's what's interesting here. How do you view a Takanas Chachamim of a Fanei Nechta? Does that have a root Diraisa or not? Probably it doesn't, no? It doesn't have a root Diraisa. The only root that we came up with is like it's like an Enecha by a Shvua. But we're pointing out the three differences. So I want you just to get, Lamaisa, that we're bringing out for a Bumhud and Itzchuk. This Takana of the Enecha is not modeled after Diraisa at all, the Enecha. And we're pointing out three distinctions. Even though there is a cloud called the Tikkun Rabbanu Kenner Diraisa Tikkun, but the bottom line is that maybe something that has no Shorash Shminat Torah, maybe something has no root Minat Torah, there is no mandate to try to model the Din Derabanan after Din Diraisa. And that is why it is completely different. Okay? That is why this Rabbanan is just completely different. Because there is a Shita that says you only say it when there's a Shorash Minat Torah. This has no Shorash Minat Torah. What's Shorash Minat Torah? That Erech is Mechai Shua? We just pointed out it's much different than that. Okay. Fine. Let's go back to our Gemara now. Okay, we have a lot to see here, Bishop Shimon. So let's go. The Gemara says, Rabbanan Huda Yitzruch. Okay? Rabbanan Huda Yitzruch, Vachem Mishum Agila Kei Rabbanan. Okay? Why is it Mishum Aguna Akila Bei Rabbanan? Okay? Let's start with this. Why is it a Kulu? What does a Kulu mean? Someone asks me a Shaila, so I make one. Kulu means you're coming from something that should tell you to be machmir, right? No? What is the machloek if you've built up so much with Rashi and Taisis? What type of chashash is this? Is it? According to Rashi, chashash called the garbage can case. According to Taisis, what is it? Laz. Which line of the Gemara, which shita does Akila Bei Rabbanan fit in better with? You tell me. How do you read the Gemara? What? Rashi. Excellent. This is a chashash gomer. It's a chashash gomer. You should require 280. Chashash gomer. Woo. We get nervous. So we're made to go from 2 to 1. Please get this down. Rashi reads beautifully. You should make good and keep a bit of fun. It's a chashash gomer. See, that's what I want you, we have to be trained to read the Gemara according to different shittas. According to Taisus, a galaz? How do you read the Gemara? Laz. If it's a laz, what on earth, Lamaisa, do you need anything in Vat L'chashash? Why does Gemara have to say Kula Bei Rabbanan? Just say that, Lamaisa, there's no need for having two Aiden to get rid of a laz. It's like there's a Lashon Hara, there's a gossip. So we're making, what are you making for? The whole thing is like a side problem. It's all lies. It's Lashon Hara Rechilus. So you have to say, oh, it won't be Mekel. Lies was never a problem that should require us to have to wait. That and that we have to say we're being Mekel. Dave, you follow what I'm saying? Lies is like a side problem. You have to say, oh, and because there's lies, I need to wait him, and I'll be Mekel on those 2 Aiden. How do you read the Gemara according to this? Very difficult. But the Rashi fits quite well. The Pshat L'maisa, what we could suggest is the following. Yes. Called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kenner Diraisa Tikkun. Yes, it is Laz. But if it's only Laz, it's still a problem. And anytime we make a Takanas Chachamim set, what should we try to model it after? We should try to model it after a what? A Din Diraisa. And therefore you should require how many Aiden? You should require 2 Aiden, like regular Aiden, and the reason why we don't is because it's Mishum Iguna. You follow what I'm saying? What'd you say? I can't hear. called the Tikkun Rabbanan, Ke'en D'Oraisa Tikkun. Because there's such a mandate, even though it's a laws issue, you would think that what the Rabbanan should model after real Aedis. Because of that, we say Mishum Yikun and we downgrade it to one. You follow what I'm saying? Now, this is why you get to one. Now, please get this. After we've established because of the Agun, you only need one, then I'm pointing out to you what we did in the first point of Shir, that one is different than what? You understand what I'm saying? It's different than the one, it's different than after it's all said and done, the eight after it's Mechayev Shvuah. But the bottom line is, according to Rashi, the Gemara reads much smoother. According to Rashi, you need what? It's a chashash bummer. You really should require two. We downgrade it to one. According to his lies, what do you mean it's Shemiguna? Just so you don't need F2 Aiden. Because it's only a lies. No, the pshat is because called the Tikkun Rabbanan Ke'en D'Oraisa Tikkun. I would think you need to have two. Kamash Lan, we downgrade it to one. And that one, after it's all said and done, is not modeled after D'Oraisa. You see how we're Kiddush that we're saying in the Gemara? We're saying that we're reading the Gemara according to Rashi. I would think that you should have two because of Kol Tikkun Rabbanan Ke'en D'Oraisa Tikkun. Ken D'Oraisa Tikkun, Mishum Yikuna. Therefore, we downgrade it to one, and that one Eitan is not patterned after D'Oraisa. It's much different. Once you downgrade it from two to one, it's a different number. It shows that I don't want it to model it after the case of school. That's the Kiddush that we want to read the Gemara. Seth, you follow me? In other words, according to Tosfos Chashash Bamri, you may go down to one. According to Rashi, according to Rashi's Chashash Bamri, two to one is Nekula. According to Tosfos, the whole thing was Lots. What do you mean Shum Nekula? Just say you don't need two, because it's a lot. The answer is that any time there's a Tekunas Chum, you want to model that after Christ, you want to make it like it should be two, like Aedis. Then we're Mekul down to one. But what I'm pointing out is that once you're Mekul down to one, it's different than any D'Oraisa. And these are the three differences we listed. It's different than an Erechem Mechayev Shvuah. That's the Chiddush that we want to put out how to read the Gemara. Seth, you got me? Okay, that's a Chiddush. Yeah, Yossi, go ahead.
Was there Machlokes in other Gemara? Only one Mandalver says that. I mean, you kind of get it as a root or not.
Right, okay. So, so you could say there was a root. Erechem we do find on the D'Oraisa levels, like Shvuah. So it's enough to say there's an Erechem. I understand, but the notion of an Erechem itself does. We find such a model of an Erechem by itself. That's enough to say, at least as the Havamin came to rest to you. That's what we want to suggest. Okay, very good. Now let's move on to the following. That's the first Chiddush that we want to point out. Okay, that's the second Havamin. Okay, Zach, go ahead, Viper in the Gemara. Let's see. Yeah. I can't hear you. Go ahead. Oh, this is not a kulu, it's a chumru. Because if you were to require two, the Baal would not be able to win and puzzle. Okay, stop there. Puzzle it, yes? Everyone got that? Right? This is not a kulu, it's a chumru. It's a catastrophe. If you require two, the husband never would be believed. Now you require one, the husband will leave. Zuck Rashi. Go ahead. The top Rashi is going Mishum. Excellent. Right. You should establish one against one. Right? John, one against one. This Rashi is very difficult. What do you mean one against one? And therefore it's a tie, and therefore what? We don't say tie goes to the runner here, like in baseball. How about us? We say the tie goes to the husband, and the kept will be busted. Right? Rashi says, Uki chad le abahari chad. So both the Pnei Yoshua and the Brisker Rav, I gave you out the Brisker Rav. Did anyone not get a Brisker Rav? Did anyone not get the Brisker Rav? Oh. The Brisker Rav and the Pnei Yoshua, the Rav's uncle, asks, are you got it? Pass and back. They ask on Rashi to follow. Why does Rashi say one against one? Seth, did you get the end of the scroll? Why does Rashi say one against one? What should Rashi have said? He should have said that what? The husband is like what? The husband is like two. Who says that? Turn to Daf Tess. I gave you Tess of an Aleph. Take a look at Tess of an Aleph. What does the Gemara say? test them with aleph. Like many mishnayos, they have a lot of black, right? This has 9 black. Okay, test them with aleph. Take a look. By the 2 dots, it says imishulav oirim iskayim b'chosomo. The guy brings a get in Eretz Yisrael, right? If there's oirim, what does the mishnah say? Iskayim b'chosomo. What does it? Let's see the Gemara. Okay, go ahead, Zach. How many guys are protesting? Go ahead. I guess you got to say the Havamina was, even though it said Orin is Lavdafka, the Orin is plural, you know what I mean? I was a little bothered by why the Gemara even brings up the possibility of one. But I guess you'd have to say the Gemara said the Mishnah was Lavdafka. Hope you noticed that we read the Gemara. How does Morsi Lame Mechav? It said Orin. What?
You know,
it's going to
be the
boss,
so obviously we have to.
Alright, okay. Okay, I hear you, but I'm just saying, just even the Havamina.
You have that
Havamina. No! I understand, but without that, we answered that already. It's the Baal and the Lukukos. That's why it's overridden. But I'm saying it's a Havamina. I'm just saying the Havamina would have had to read the Mishnah's Lav Dafka. That's all I'm saying. Okay? To suggest that. Go ahead. You made the beautiful R on the Rashi. But we saved that by saying the Baal and the Lukukos. But I'm saying it's the Havamina, you have to interpret the Mishnah as being Lav Dafka. Right? You hear what I'm saying? Is that what you're saying? How could the Gemara entertain a Hava meaning with Scha? It's just Orin. So you have to interpret the Mishnah's Lav Dafka. Orin meant Orir. Go ahead. John, you follow what I'm saying? Go ahead. Right, there's no ear if it's less than 2 guys. Go ahead. Oh, it's a protesting of 2. So what did the Mishnah say if you protest of 2? What happens if they're protesters? What do? You sky for some. Why? That's the Gemara. Go ahead. Yeah, nurse, why does it say if there's protesters, you can easily save the day by the Skyim Chosomo? Why do you choose the Skyim Chosomo over the 2 protesters? Why should the protesters lose after you Skyim Chosomo? That's the Gemara's caution. It's a great caution, no? Go ahead. Right, why do you rely on the Skyim Chosomo guys? Why don't you rely on the protesters? Go ahead. Oh, here are the Baal. He's special. He's strong. And what is he considered? He's considered to be what? He has special nemos. What does Tosis point out? Go ahead. Ella?
Here at the Baal. You know what? Here at the Kukos, you're
like we said, remember the Tosis Yom Tov on Rashi and the Mishnah? The Kukos, because she wants to collect the tshuva from the guys who bought parking lots and fields from the husband. So when he divorced her, she wants to collect the tshuva. He has no money, she'll go to them. Don't say it's protest, it's misery. Okay. You see, the Baal has tremendous koyach. Mam is tremendous koyach. And therefore, the Bnei Yoshua and the Briskarov say that the Baal is what? The Baal is what? The Baal is better than the Shliach. The Gemara says, that black up one and the Fetz. Zach read it beautifully. Why does Rashi say it's one against one? And it's a standoff, and therefore we'll assume her presumption being that she's married. Why doesn't Rashi write that the husband wins? Why doesn't Rashi write the husband wins? This is the cash of the Pnei of this world. Why does Rashi write Uki Chav LeBahari Chav? Rashi should say the husband wins, beats out the Shlich. Based on the Gemara Daf Tes Amud Yud, the Baal, he wins. This is a great, great kasha. Okay? Now you might tell me, Rebbe, I mean, what's the difference? Okay, I mean, I was thinking that myself. I mean, the bottom line is, what's the difference? The get won't be good. But you have to be careful with Rashi's words. I mean, why did Rashi say, Uki Chav LeBahari Chav, that it's the standoff? Rashi should have just said the Baal overtakes the Shlich and finished. The language, the terminology of Rashi is difficult. The bottom line, it will be the same, right? The get will be problematic. We'll have to keep her status. But we're asking Rashi. You hear what I'm saying? So I was thinking to myself, the bottom, you hear what I'm saying, Seth? I mean, what's the difference? There's no difference when they say, Uki Kala Gali Kali, you say the Baal wins. The bottom line, the get won't be a good get, right? But it's still strange why Rashi doesn't formulate it. Why doesn't Rashi say the Baal will win, like the Gemara says on that place? That is their kasha. Okay? So Lamaisa, the Pnei Yoshua, let's first mention his teretz, okay? And also the Briskarov says similar, okay? But he adds on a knesh. The Pnei Yoshua and the Briskarov say like this, and this is a very beautiful teretz. When is the husband belief like two? When is the husband believed like two on that test? When he claims Mizuyach. That's when he's Tishnayim. When he says that it's forged, that's when he's believed like two. And therefore, when our sukkah, what is he claiming? Who are we? Whose mahalach are we in? Whose construct? Rapa or Rava? Rapa. Excellent, Alex. What is the guy claiming, the husband? That it was not written what? It was not written lishma. When you claim you're not written lishma, when you say it wasn't written lishma, then you're not like two. Eino kishnai. You are not like two. This is what the Pnei Yoshu and the Brisker Rav want to say. Well, what's the reason? Because what did we say earlier in the year from the Ran? That a woman is not what? A husband is believed to protest, not because he's a Baal Dover of the Gerishim. Why is he not a Baal Dover? Because the woman is not what? Excellent guy. She's not a Mona Shabbat. So why is the Baal belief set? Not as a Baal Dover, but as a what? Baal Ashtar. Excellent. A Baal Ashtar. So a Baal Ashtar is a Baal Ashtar's belief like too when he claims it's forged. I never wrote that star. When you claim forgery, that's kitzum. You're powerful. You're like a cannon. But if you claim it was written shalom lishma, then you're just saying one of the halachas of getting I didn't fulfill. If you're just saying one of the halachas of getting I didn't fulfill, who tells me that you're a power like two? You're not. You're not a power like two. That's a didn't get. A Baal's not believed like two. He's like any other aid. That's why Rashi writes 1 verse 1. That's why Rashi writes 1 verse 1. Because we're talking about here eight times the Baal protest that wasn't written lishma. You follow me on it? And when he protests it wasn't written lishma, what does that mean? That means it's like one. That's why it says Rashi spooky chav gavishat. Because you're not a Baal dover. You're only a Baal star. And a Baal star, when you say it's forged, then you have that months. When you say it wasn't written lishma, then you're like one guy, then it's 1 verse 1. 1 second, John. Okay? So that's one terrace. Oh. Now I want you to get this. The Brisker Rav adds on a second terrace. Which this second terrace is against the Rama. Is against the Rama. Okay? But what does the Brisker Rav say? Brisker Rav says, the Gemara in Daf Tes, Amar Aleph, was talking about what case? What was it talking about, Daf Tes? Bring a get in where? Within Eretz Yisrael. Excellent, Seth. You're bringing a get within Eretz Yisrael, and the Baal protests it's Mezuyath. There you're belief like two. What is our topic talking about? The get from where? Medina Sinai. And what is he claiming? That it wasn't written Lishma. We might even have that concern ourselves. Why do we make sure the get? Because the Shliach said it was fine. So this is the Brisker Rav's Chiddush. I want you to get this. Even if the Baal's not believed like two, but he's believed enough to mevatel the shlichus. He's believed enough to mevatel the shlichus. Thank you very much. He's believed enough to mevatel the shlichus. You follow what I'm saying? In other words, the Brisker Rav has a second shot. He says, a daftes, that's Eretz Yisrael. So in Eretz Yisrael, if there's Orin, you're saying it's Mezuyah, you're believed like one, you're believed like two. Here it's Medina Siam, where there's the chash that it wasn't written Lishma Rabba. We wouldn't have the chash even if the husband wouldn't say anything. The shliach says before the act that everything's fine. But if the Baal protests and said it wasn't written Lishma, we believe him. We believe him, Lamaisa. That's the chiddush that the Brisker Rav wants to say. When the Mishnah says he's kind of Chosomov, what is the Mishnah talking about? He's kind of Chosomov. And maybe get very strong. Mishnah Lord is kind of Chosomov. When the husband said Mezuyah, but if the husband said it wasn't written Lishma, he's not like Shnayim. He's not like Shnayim. So this is the second shot of the Brisker Rav. That's why Rashi says, because we're talking about the get is where? Our topic's the get is from Medina Sayyam. If it's from Medina Sayyam and it's Rabba, he's claiming that it wasn't written Lishma. We're bothered by that. So the Shliach says it's fine. But if the Baal protests, that even though he's not believed like you, but it's a standoff, 1 verse 1. 1 verse 1. This is what the Brisker Rav adds on. It's not like a second terrence, but when he's embellishing that the cases are different. Right? This was the first terrence he said. It's not really like a second terrence. He's just adding on. It fits beautifully because what is our topic? Our topic is an issue of Shalom Lishma. The topic in Daf Tes was what? Was an issue of Mezuyah. It's not like a second teres, he's just adding on the pshat. In the pshat, the two cases are much different. This is what the Brisker Rav wants to say. Now, what I want to just point out is that this is against the Rambam. This additional point, the Brisker Rav said. Why is it against the Rambam? What does the Rambam write in the Perush Mishnayos? You remember? What do we say, Yimishalav Horin meant? You remember that? What did it mean? Remember we had that in the Rambam? Anyone recall what the Rambam say? Any psul, mechubar, anything. Remember the Rambam said, any psul is included in this. When it says, Yiskayim the Chosom. Rashi said, a guy claimed the Suyath. The Rambam argued. The Rambam said it meant any type of what? Any type of psul. You could say mechubar, anything. Chosom Sofer says, Mashar from Nephilim to Sefta. So what we would just want to point out is that this Brisker Rav's addition is against the Rambam. Because the Brisker Rav said the Mishnah, the Gemara, Daf Tes is referring to the last line of the Mishnah, I mean, if you get married, so Mishal Avor, Mishkan Mechosomov, is assuming the Orin is what? Mezuyah. That was his distinction between Mezuyah and Shalosh Ma. The Rambam said black and white, not that way in the Perish Mishnayis. The Rambam said the Ferish, Mishal Avor, not just Mezuyah, any Psul. Any Psul. So please get that down. The Brisker Rav, the Brisker Rav says against the Rambam. In his additional pshat. So this is the chiddush that we want to suggest, Lomaisa, in the Brisker Rav. Now, the truth of the matter is that there is a Rishon, let's just get it, the Tosfos Rid, that writes later on with Rava, when the Baal claims Mezuyah, he says, Uki Trey Bahadi Trey. He says, Uki Trey Bahadi Trey. Oh, and that's very difficult. Why is that difficult, that Tosfos Rid? Because the husband is like two, the shliach is not like two. So that's a difficulty. Okay, please.
We split the money to over four families, and that is well twice a year. Before Yom Moroi and for Purim. The overwhelming majority of the money comes from Yitzhak from its alumni. Some of the alumni give a larger amount to the Sadaka. The reason is twofold. One, it's honest. Absolutely honest. We check out the needs of these families from time to time, and as their needs change, so is the stipend that we give to them. Secondly, there is no overhead. Every single cent goes to them. Every cost incurred in getting the money to them is borne by us. There's nothing out of the tzedakah. This is an honest tzedakah, and it goes to people who are in dire need. Now, with the dollar relationship to the checkout, they're suffering. Some of these people hardly have enough food on the table. Rabbi Hirschel Schachter is a close friend of mine. He calls me up on some Yom Kippur. Whatever money he has in hand at that time, or even a commitment, we lay out the funds. So, everyone wants to give tzedakah, especially for Yom Kippur. This is an honest tzedakah, and the people are poverty stricken. They're very poor. You can make out a check to my shul for tax purposes. That's congregation, total field charity fund. Believe me, you're giving them money, you're doing more for yourself than you do for them. It's really, they're in a terrible situation. And whatever you can do, please do. Whatever you can do subsequently to the family and friends, you get the money to Rabbi Schachter and give it to them. Afka. What's the shul in it? Congregation, Torah, we took you to church.
Drive one across the gate. Big issue. Schachter did it.
Your family or friends want to know. You can just give it to your main people, you give it to your chef, they'll give it to you. I'm sorry. I've been asking a number of times. You should print some envelopes.
Sorry, what?
I mean, you should print some envelopes. We have envelopes, and everybody will bring them along. Yeah. How are you?
Thank you, yourself. Oh, sure. No, the place is written. This is trade for rubber.
Rubber.
Yeah, later. Rubber. Later in the game, we'll take rubber. It's hard to say trade for trade. The husband's trade, not the shalita.
Hey, where's the additional shot? Where does he add that in?
I'll show you. I'll show you. Okay. Okay. So again, the last point we made was the Tosfos Rid and Daf Tes. Now Tosfos Rid on here on Daf Gimel points out that within Rava that it's trey v'trey. So the husband's like trey when he says mezuyah. The shliach's not. So that's a difficult point. Rav Nacha Bar Chovitch has that kash, and Rav Farvarsky has that kash. Okay, it's difficult, but this is what I want to bring out here with the chiddush of the one of the Brisker Rav and the Pnei Yoshua, and we're saying that additional point of the Brisker Rav about it being an Eretz Yisrael, Lamaisa. This is what he means here in the lashon earlier, lashon of the Eid Echad Lamaisa, when he says Eid Echad. When he says the Eid Echad, he distinguishes between the two cases. Okay? Here, Hacha B'Shliach, Iruru Akopon V'Hacha Shesedusos Shliach. That's what he's driving at. Hacha, in this case, that's what he's driving at, the distinction between the two cases. Okay, let's go weiter now. Okay? Next Mahalach now, on this Rashi. Okay? So please get this Brisker Rav and the additional point that he said with the Pnei Yoshua, but we're saying his additional point is against the Rambam. Okay. Next point now. Why is it that we do say Ukichad L'Maharichad? Why do we say that? Why? Why does the Gemara say Haikulu L'Chumru and the husband should win? Why should the husband win? There is a famous klal in the Gemara in the name of Ulu. Koloko Sheiminu Eid Echad Areyu Kishnai. Anytime an Eid Echad is acceptable, it's believed like two. This is a famous klal of Ulu. It's in Ksubis and Chavbeis and Midbeis. And what that means is cannot deny it. Once the Eidecha gets in the door, he's believed like two, no one else can contradict him. What happened to that cloud in light of our Gemara? Why does Rashi say Ukichad L'Maharichad? What happened to this cloud? The Gemara says the Baal would be believed. Why would the Baal would be believed? The Shliach believed like two. This is also a kasha that Pnei Yoshua asks as well. Because Shmuel also asks this kasha. Why on earth is the Baal even believed? So there are three terutzim we could offer on this kasha. Please get them. Number one, the Pnei Yoshua himself says that's only if there is a svara to believe the first guy more than the second guy. Here there is no such svara. Here the Gemara is asking the Fakir. There's no svara for the Shliach to be believed more than the Baal. There is no way. There is no such svara. In regular cases where this is used, we believe the Eid Echad. Because there's more of a svara that the Eid Echad is acceptable. Here there is no svara that the Shliach should be more believed than the Baal. Number one, Teres. Number two, Teres. When do we say that Eid Echad is like two? When do we say that? Dafka Dover Shavirva. Do we say an Eid Echad is like two? However, Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurim is not like Shnayim. Because by Yisurim you don't need two at all. What are we talking about here? Someone tell me. Is this Dover Shavirva or is this Yisurim? You tell me. I'm not going to say a trick question, but think carefully. Which one is this? Is this Dover Shemirva or Yisurim? I would have thought Dover Shemirva, that was the last line of the Gemara. No, it wasn't. What did the Gemara say? Rov Pekin Ein Stam Sifin Gemir. Midir Reis, so we're not chashish at all. Remember we stressed that so many times? Midir Reis, it's no chash. So there's no way this is considered to be Dover Shemirva. At best, it's Yisurim. After that line of the Gemara, Rabban Huda Yitzruch, Midir Reis, there's no problems. So at best, it's considered to be Yisurim. If it's only considered to be Yisurim, therefore, what is a chashash min rabbanon? And therefore, the rabbanon were not chashish to require two. They only made it like Yisurim. And therefore you don't need Haggadah the Beis Din. And there is no klal of what? Yossi. Hare hu ki what? Kishnayim. The shlich's like one. The baal is like one. Uki chav of arichai. That's the second. It's beautiful tears which we'll resolve. This is the one. Meteorites, everything's perfect. So at best, it's a chash for a birth. The Rabbanah made it like Yisurim. So you don't need two. You don't need Haggadah the Beis Din. So it's like one. So the Baal goes against it. It's one against one. Second Terence. That's the Terence of Rishmul Rososki. Third Terence now, to answer this question. Please get it. Third Terence is, the Ksav Sofer writes, that the first Kasha of the Pnei Yeshua answers the second Kasha. What was the first Kasha of the Pnei Yeshua? What did he ask? That the husband should be believed like you, the Pnei Yeshua. The Ksav Sofer. The Ksav Sofer says, yeah, what was the first Kasha of the Yeshua? That the husband should be believed like who? The husband should be believed like two. So if the husband believed like two, that means that what? You're right. The Shliach and the Baal are equal. They both are like two. Therefore, the Eidus of the Shliach is not better than the Tide of the husband. It's a very interesting terrace, no? They're like a virtual two against twos. In other words, the husband is like two, and the shliach is like two. You're right. That's the shliach. But the Baal is also like two as well. That's exactly so interesting, Terrence. Okay. But the Pnei Yeshua answered the question. So, just on this one phrase of Rashi, Uki Chal Hada, we have two long mahalach. Please get it. It's an interesting answer, the Ksav Sofer's answer.
No, it's according to the answer.
According to the Yeshua's answer, I understand. But he's saying, if you take the Shliach like two, this rule, and you take the Baal like two, then it's two versus two. So we have three answers. So I want you to get this. There's a lot to say just on that one phrase of Rashi. Uki chav of haricha. Number one, what do you do with the Gemara Daftes? So we had the Yeshua, the Mishka Rav. And number two, how do you deal with that klal of ula? Yes, Seth, go ahead, real quick, because you got to start.
The Ksav Sofer is saying out of 2 verse 2.
What'd you say?
The Ksav Sofer is saying out of 2 verse 2.
Yes.
Rashi said 1 verse 1.
I'm just saying it's virtual. That's correct. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying the Ksav Sofer is not necessarily fitting his shot in Rashi. He's just saying in the Gemara, at least. You follow me? Because the Pnei Yeshua's second cast is on the Gemara, in essence, really. It's really not on the Gemara. It's really on Rashi. So you'll have to, like, instead of saying 2 versus 2, he says 1 versus 1, the same thing like mathematics, okay? I hear you. It's shvir based on your point. It's also shvir based on what Yossi said. I mean, Pnei Yeshua answered that first kasha. Didn't hang it as a kasha. Yeah, Ellie, go ahead. Well, it's a standoff, per se. Okay, but we're saying even if there's one, the husband's going to win. Even if he would save a funny neck.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay, I understand. Yeah, I'm here. Okay, you're right. But he's saying it's like they have a coil of two. So even if the guy says the funny neck, he's against the Baal, who's two. So I'm saying his Bufani Nechla Shliach is against the two of the Baal. The Baal is two. He said Bufani Nechla. Right? So we're saying it would be bad. Okay. Very good. Zach, everyone got this so far? Baitanah. Zach, read the Gemara. Now we have a Chiddush. Chiddush down on how to read this Gemara. Please, let's get this. Every we got a word. Amelis. Go ahead. Yeah.
Give another bar. May come in the meal.
Oh, so that's the answer, right? Read it again. Hi, Kula.
Hi, Kula. We need to talk about a Shrey Lodi Baal from Arvi Shula.
Oh, God, now you only require one. Oh, so more answers. Came in number Mar. Right. Well, how many people did he give in front of? Go ahead. What does this mean? How'd you interpret it? Go ahead. What's the Gemara's answer? Why does the Shliach beat out the Baal? Because why? Because since he has an audience, when he gives the get, whether it's two or three, Rabbi Paskin two, he's going to be very careful. He's not going to what? Mess himself up. Who is himself? How did you read the Gemara? Who is this? Who is Lorori Nafshi referring to? I thought the Shliach. No. Okay. Yitzi says it's not a portion. Not so portion. Go ahead. Let's see Rashi.
Give them a
go ahead. Even if he does more, the Baal's not believed because who wins? The Shliach. So what's clear from Rashi? What is Lo Rori Nafshi? Since the Shliach has an audience, no one wants to make himself look bad in front of an audience. So obviously the Shliach is truthful. He has a bolstered level. He beats out the Baal. Correct? So let me ask you. What is the din? The Shliach says, B'fani Nechla, B'fani Nechla. And the Baal protests. What's the din? You don't even listen to the Baal. Correct. You open up the Rash book and the Ritva. And the Chochma Shlomo is the Marshal. If you guys ask me, Chochma Shlomo, the bottom of the Marshal is the Marshal. They write not that way. Okay? The Marshal quotes a Rashba. Amazing. Okay? This is what I want you to get. According to Rashi, once the Shliach says, B'fanenecha, B'fanenecha, is the Baal believed? No. Correct? That's clear. From Rashi, Zach read it beautifully. Once the Shliach says, B'fanenecha, B'fanenecha, the Shliach is not believed. The Baal is not believed. Correct? Comes the Marshal, B'shem the Rashba, and says, no. That the Gemara is mashma that the Baal is believed. What is lo asim Gemara nafshe? Mashma that the Baal will not come. But if he does come, even though he makes himself look bad because he had a get sent, but now he comes and says the get wasn't written lishma, he does make himself look bad, nevertheless he's believed. And what must you do? No? What must you do to save the get? Mikayim v'chosomo. You have to do kiyum get. Isn't that amazing? I thought for 20 years, 25 years, the only shot this Gemara is like Zach Red, like Rashi. Now, what's the Shliach said before that kind of neck? He wins. We don't listen to Bob. Comes the Rashba and says, no. The Lo'osel Ororia Nafshi is going on who? It's going on the husband. We can predict he won't come, because he won't want to make himself look bad. But if he does come, he is believed. And what will we do, John, to save it? You have to give this guy to close off. This is an amazing shot. And the Ritva has both shot. The Ritva writes, Lo Rori Nafshe, is he referring to the Shliach or the husband? So he has the possibility of saying, you got this Kiddush? It's referring to the husband. Amazing. The Marshal says, no way. He says to the Rashba, cannot mean like that. Lo Rori Nafshe is referring to the Shliach. He says, it's very difficult. You have to say like Rashi. Very, very difficult, he says. Oh. But I want to say the following. This is Chiddush. Let's get it. Oh. I hope you saw the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? Amazing. What does the Rambam say in Perek Zayin of Hosker Rishon Halacha Beis? They had wrote up the Rav Shirim and Gittin. So what does the Rambam say in Perek Zayin of Halacha Beis? Please get this. Bo Habal V'irir V'Overlok Arashkin Yoyle V'Get Yehuva LaMezuyeth. Who? What do you do? The husband came and protested. They didn't divorce her forever. The get Yehuva lo mezuyefu. It's a forged get. What is it then? Yiskayim b'chosomo. V'im lo miskayim. V'lo know the aid of cloud. What's the din if you're not Mekayim the star? Teitze v'haflad mamzer. The flad is a mamzer. Shahari ain't in the Gureshah. She got remarried. There was no good get. The kid is a mamzer. The Rambam writes b'feirish. What does the Rambam say? That Irur Aval is Mahane to Mavapal to get Midya Raisa, the Rav said in the Rambam. Now the Beis Yosef and the Beis Shmuel have a Machlokes in the Pshat in the Rambam. The Beis Yosef in Simen Kuf Mem Aleph says Suffolk Megureshes, and the Beis Shmuel says she's not Megureshes at all. Okay? So it's a Machlokes, the Beis Yosef and the Beis Shmuel, what the Rambam meant. Is it Pasul Midya Raisa or it's a Sofek. Poshim Shan, the Rambam, is that it's Eidim Igresh, it's Poshim in Atir. You know what the Rav write? They write in the Rav Shirim. The Chura, this Rambam has no mocker. The Chura, this Rambam has no mocker. Does anyone have the Rambam in the back of your Gemaras? Do you have the Rambam in the back of your Gemaras? Oh, you have it? You have it there? Great. The Rav said, the Rambam, there is no marker. Oh, you don't have the one on Noshim? You have the Rambam Perek Zayin Halacha of Beis in the back? Oh, thanks a lot. What is the Rambam basically saying? The Shliach said before Nechta, the Baal come and said, I don't know what you're talking about. This is all forgery. The Rambam holds his possum in that Torah. According to who? According to the Beis Shmuel in the Rambam. So they wrote in the safe, the Shir of the Rav, the Rav said there's no locker for this in the Gemara. Where'd the Rambam get it from? It's against the Gemara. Doesn't the Gemara say black on white that the Shliach is believed? When he says Mephanei Nechta, Mephanei Nechta, he wins. They spoke about Mordechai. They spoke about Mordechai. What's the locker in the Gemara? The way the Rashba reads the Gemara. What does the Rashba say? What does the Rashba say? Well, the Ori Nafshi means not the Shliach, the Baal. And if the Baal comes, even after the Shliach said before the Nechav HaNechav, if you're not Mekayim it, it'll be Pusim in Atira. There is a Mocker in the Gemara. The Rambam read the Gemara like the Rashba. The Ori Nafshi means I'm the husband. We're predicting he won't come. Because he'll make himself look bad. But if he does come, despite the fact the Shliach said before the Nechav HaNechav, you need Kiyum Midiraisa. You got our Kiddush? You follow this? This is the way we want to say the Rambam read the Gemara. The Rambam writes it, the Mavakum in the Torah. Rambam writes it, Perek Zayin Halacha Beis. Look at those amazing. He said, the Shliach brought the get. He's Ma'arer. L'maisa. And he's Ma'arer and he says he never divorced her. What's the din? The din is Poshim Shad that what? It's going to be get Bukal Minat Torah. It's an amazing Kiddush for mice. Shliach said again, Mukamukar and Shravi, Shalorah, see what's going with the other. And he says, even though the no, she's been precious. This is what we want to suggest the Kiddush is in the Rambam. Okay? That despite the fact that Shliach said the funny neck and funny neck, you'll still have to want to be heard. This is the way we want to read the Rambam. Okay? That's a phenomenal Kiddush. That's not the standard reading of the Gemara at all. But the problem is the Rambam says it's possum in Atira. So that's what we want to suggest. The husband for years, that's like I said, for 25 years I've been thinking, Lo Ori Nafshi, the Shliach. That's the simplest reading of the Gemara. What's he saying for that? We don't care about the husband. That's not the way the Rashba, and we want to suggest now the Rambam will read the Gemara. That's the Kiddush we want to suggest. Okay. Yeah, real quick, because we got to get to the Tyson. Yeah, go ahead.
How
did they
read the line, Haiku Lo Chumru?
What's wrong?
It's not a Chumru anymore.
Sure, at that point of the Gemara, Haiku Lo, it's a Chumru. If we would acquire to, the husband wouldn't be believed.
If he's going to come even against
the... No, if there would have been two, then we will not listen to the husband. But now the Maskanas Gemara is that we only require one. So the husband's going to what? The husband's going to win. The Gemara answers no. Since what? Since there is a requirement to give the get in front of an audience, right? Since there's a requirement to give the get in front of us, the Shliach is going to be very, very careful, and we can predict, this is how I'm reading the Gemara, we can predict the husband's not going to come and make himself look bad. But what happens if he does come? He'll win. And we'll require funny neck in front of him. The standard reading of the Gemara is that since the Shliach has to give it in front of the audience, the Shliach himself will be very careful, and therefore whatever he says, he wins, and we don't listen to the husband. The Rashba, the Rambam will say no. Since the Shliach gives it in front of us, he will be careful, you're right, and we can't predict the husband won't come. But if he does come, we'll have to be kind of stars. And if we don't, the get will be possibly not there. That's the four ones. Is you following? That's the way you read the Gemara. It's a Kiddush. But listen, the Rashba, the Ritva say the Farish, and the Rambam says that it's Pasul Min HaTorah. Now I grant you the Rambam is not talking about a case where you said B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta. What should be the difference? what should be the difference? Rav said, L'chur ein makar l'shita zu bakmar. We're saying there is a makar bakmar. There is a makar bakmar. How you read the Gemara according to the Rashba? The Rambam was not talking about the guy saying in front of Nechavina. What should be the difference? If you hold a Baal can make a protest and against Moshe Ben Atar, shouldn't make a difference whether the Shliach said it or didn't say it. So we want to say in Chiddush how the Rambam's going to read the Gemara. Isaac, you follow me? It's a very big Chiddush. Again, don't misread the Gemara. The Shliach's giving in front of the audience. The Shliach's going to make sure that he's telling the truth. Therefore, V'lo'ori Nafshe. Standard reading like Rashi is, he's not going to make himself look bad, he's going to tell the truth. Other reading is that since the speaker's in front of the audience, he's going to make sure he's telling the truth, and we can predict the Baal won't come and make himself look bad. But if he does come, we'll have to act upon it to keep. That's the Chiddush we want to suggest. Yeah, Yossi, real quick, because I want to start the touch. Yeah, go ahead. What's the Makor? The Makor is that the way we're reading the Gemara, number one. And number two is that the Rambam holds that the Koyach of a Baal is very powerful and that he can destroy Get Min HaTorah.
I think you read it, you read about
you're right, but the truth
of...
We're reading the whole Mishnah as a prediction. I mean, Yossi's making a good point. In the Mishnah, where did Yiskayim Chosama come up? With the Gebring brought near Yisrael. According to the way we're reading the Gemara now, with the Rashba and the Rambam, we will have a case of Kim Staris, even in a case of what? Bring a Get from Kutz Lars. You're right. You're making a great point. That's not the Pashut reading in the Mishnah. I would agree with you. That's why for 30 years I thought this is the way you don't read the Gemara like this. Because the Mishnah only mentions, you think, when you open up the Mishnah, read the Mishnah, and learn the Mishnah, we think the Fanecha solves everything. The way we're saying it now, it does not. You're absolutely right. Okay, but this is within Rava. No, but this is within Rava's approach. Not convoluted. Rava holds, the Gemara later on says Rava will hold a Rava, but Rava still holds at least more. So we also assume like this Lamaisa. So I'm just saying there is a way to read the Gemara that even after Bafanenecha, you follow what you said, that doesn't solve everything. You might need Kiyum. And you're making a great point. It's not the Pashut shot. In the Mishnah, you only find this guy in the Chosron. By the case of what? Eretz Yisrael, when there's no Bafanenecha. That's why you get the impression Bafanenecha solves everything. That's why it's such a stunning Chiddush, this reading of the Gemara. It absolutely is. But it might be a way to interpret this Rambam also. And we might have found the Makor in the Gemara. Yes, go ahead, John. Yes, I would agree with you. But we're pointing out that even if he would say the funny nechta, that's what I'm saying. You're right, the Rambam doesn't talk about a case, but I don't see why you should distinguish. That's what I'm saying. I don't see why you should distinguish. I understand, but what I'm saying is if you hold the Baal as the Koach, it's a Pasulat Midiraisa, then there should be no difference between whether he said the Funanetha or not. That's what I'm saying. I hear what you're saying. That's why I mentioned that. But I'm saying if you hold that he has that Koach, it shouldn't make a difference. That's what I'm suggesting. Okay? That's what we want to say. Okay, very good. Let's see now Tysus. Okay? Let's go. Go ahead, Zach. Let's see the Tysus. Yes. We already know this, right? From the Rashba last week. What does Reb Zera say? Why is there 1-8 enough to identify husband's dead? Because if the husband appears, we slam her, and she's got to leave both guys. So therefore, we're making the beginning 1-8 is enough. So the Gemara asks her in Yevamos what? Lo lachmir v'lo leikol. Don't be machmir and don't be meikol. Meaning you should require how many aidim? How many aidim should you require? Two. Why do you have to do this offset balance act? Just require two to verify the husband's dead. Umashani, what is Gemara answer in Yevamos? Excellent. Go ahead. Lo shayach l'mifruch. Why doesn't the Gemara in Yevamos ask the same kasha it asked by us? Hai kula chumru. Go ahead. Right. Oh, period. What's this kasha? What is this kasha? It says, why doesn't the Gemara ask, very simply, like it did over here, over there? and say it's a kula, it's a chumrah. Now this is the line I want you to be master. What happens if two guys would come forward and say the husband's dead and she would get remarried? What would be the din? What would be the halacha? She can go back to her original husband. Now that you only require one and the husband appears, she's stuck. She's got to get divorced from both guys. You follow what I'm saying? Now there is a halacha, and I want you to get this, of the Maharik. It's quoted by the Ramon Shulchan. The Maharik has an unbelievable chiddush. He makes his own drush. What if a man's married to a woman, and he claimed, the woman says, she didn't think adultery's usher. She goes in as mezana with another man. What's it do? He's usher to her. He must divorce her. Why is that? Because there's a pasuk in Parshas Noso that says, Umala Vol Mal, that she has trespassed the holy covenant between a Hashem man and a woman by having beer with another man. That breaks the relationship. I don't care if she thought it was mutter. The exact fact that what? That she had beer with another man, that's called a rebellion. Trespassing. And therefore he's got a divorce. That's what the Maharik says, one of the late Rishonim, Gavaltik, all the Rishonim, my friend Gavaltik, he says this to Dinit, Allah Lamaisi. I want you to tell me, why is this case different? That if two Adam came forward and said the husband's dead, and then she remarried, is she mutter to go back to her husband if the husband appears? Go ahead, Ari. Because there were what? There were two Adam, excellent. Meaning, Omer Mutter is much different. She claims it was Mutter. Come on! You claim it was Mutter. There's a plus, that's called a rebellion. I don't care if he thought it was Mutter. But if two Adam said the guy's dead, I'll be shnei neged yachid davar. What can you do? She's totally toast. She remarried a guy, it's not her fault. She could go back to her husband. So that's what Tosis is asking. Our Gemara asked Haikulai Chumru. Why didn't the Gemara ask it over there, Haikulai Chumru? If you would have required to aid him to identify the guy would be dead and the husband would appear, she could go back to her husband. Now that you only required one, if the husband appears, she's got to get divorced from both guys. That's Tosis Kasha. But what we're explaining is that the Tosis case is different than Maharik. The Maharik is a case of Omer Mutter. This is not Omer Mutter. This is considered to be what? This is considered to be two Adam. And what else is she supposed to do? Replenish oil. Two Adam came in. They paskin, based it. Alpim Shnayim Adam Yachud Omer. What are you supposed to do? She's a toes. Mistake. She's put to her husband. But the Kasha still stands of Tosis. Without the Kasha. Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead. Let's go. Go ahead, Seth. Go ahead, Zach. Terrence. Right, that was the Rashba's answer. That was one of the Rashba's answers. What was the answer? Here, over there, it's impossible. Because sometimes what? You can't. It's not possible in the Sakin. Maybe only one guy saw it. That the husband was what? Was dead. And even if there are a lot of guys over there, you can't force them to come into base and testify. Here you can. Here the Baal's in control. You can tell the Baal, bring two Adam that this get was sent from you. That was one of the answers to the Rashba. And therefore, what Lamaisa, here in this case, you can have it sent through two Adam. Why on earth would a Chachamim Megel to say one is enough? It could come out to be a Chumrah here. Haikula Chumrah. Over there you have no choice. Over there you have absolutely no choice, Lamaisa. So the Gemara doesn't ask the Kasha, Haikul Chumru. Even though it would be, it is, it comes out to be a Chumru, because you say, Tetzim is Emezah. But we can't suggest to have to. We're lucky enough when we find one aid that the guy's dead. No one has to come forward and testify. We can't force them. So we're so lucky if one comes. So one is enough. We're not going to ask Haikul Chumru over there. Has everyone got the Gemara Chlor? Tetzim's Chlor? That's Tetzim's there. Has everyone got it? Yes? We're so lucky we have one aid over there. Recognize, Haikulu Chumru. You're right, it comes out to be bad if one aid appears, if the husband appears after one aid. She's got to get divorced from both guys. But what are we supposed to do? We're lucky enough we have one aid. We're not in control. Here we're in control. We can ask the husband, get to. So if we could, then Haikulu Chumru, it's a Chumru. It's a chumrah by asking, by having only one. You could have two, and then the husband never will be believed, right?
Oh. So the Gilyan Ashas, Rabbi Kivager. Let's go. Gilyan Ashas, Rabbi Kivager. Go ahead. Wait, do you ask Tosos? Oh, Rabbi Kivager says he was not Zocha to understand the holy words of Tosos. Go ahead. The woman. What do we say the three reasons why we believe one aid to testify is dead? One, because of a good, two, because why? She herself looks into it before she gets remarried, and three, something that's a man is going to reveal a person doesn't what? Doesn't lie. Three reasons. So he mentions one of them. Go ahead. Since we rely on the svara of what? Yishadaiko mincevah, the male is not shaykh that what? That he's going to come. We're not choshish he's going to come. Go ahead. Emes, even though we rely on the Sefer saying Emes. Maybe the Baal's going to be Ma'ar and Shekin. Hashem Yareinai. Hashem should light up my eyes to answer this kasha. What's his kasha? What's Rabbi Kivager's kasha here? What did Tosus say? What was Tosus' kasha? Why did our Gemara ask Haikula Haikumru if the Gemara Nivom should ask the same thing? That was Tosus' kasha. So Rabbi Kivager and also the Torah Skitten and the Sivis ask, here there's a big concern, the husband might lie. Over there there's no concern of lie. The woman's going to get remarried because she investigated herself. There's no reason to ask that it's going to come to be a chumrah. Why would the Gemara want to ask the Yavamas, Haikula Chumrah? Why? We're not worried about lies over there. Here we're worried about the husband lying. So therefore, if you're worried about a husband lying, you should require two to block the husband's lie. There's no concern of the lie. The woman's going to get remarried because she's going to re-examine it. He doesn't understand how Tosis could get the cash out of his mouth. The holy words of Tosis. The Dvaraktation of Tosis. How do you get the words out of Tosis? Eitan, you follow me? What kind of cash is this, Rabbi Kivager says? Here there's a concern of lie. Therefore, Igmar jumps. Haikula Chumri should require two. Then the husband never believed. Over there's no concern of lie. She never's going to get remarried unless she self-examines it. So if that's the case, why would you ever even ask Haikula Chumri? Oh, how do you answer the Kivayu's question? Hashem Yareinai. Oh. So one terrorist, that David Parvarsky says, beautiful shot, okay? The David Parvarsky is the terrorist. The Kavanas HaTaisis is to ask, the Chumim should never be Misakin Dover, she Tachin Lefa'omim Yovel Lidei Chumra, even though Mitzadadim are not Chashish. Public policy-wise, the Chachamim should never be Misakin HaTakana that will come to be a what? That will come to be a situation of being a what? Of being a Chumra. Even though Mi'ikar HaDin, we're not Chashish for it. You understand what I'm saying? The Chachamim institutionally should never be misakin a takana that might come to a chumra, even though we're not choshish for it happening. They're policymakers. Who are our policymakers? The Chachamim are our policymakers. So the Chachamim should never be misakin a takana that might come to a chumra. And that's exactly what's going to happen in Yavamas. You require only one aid to testify the husband's dead? What's going to happen? If the husband appears, she's going to have to get divorced from both. I'm not cautious that that's going to happen because the woman investigated it, that he died. I'm not cautious that's going to happen. But since the possibility theoretically exists, it is not proper for the chum institutionally to masakin a takana that might come to be a chumra. Even though I'm not cautious for it. I think that's a beautiful answer. You follow the answer? That's what Tosus is asking is, okay, I know I'm not choshish. I'm not worried about liars over there. I know the woman's going to look into it. But the bottom line is, what happens if the husband appears? And you only had an Eidecha to identify his dead? She's off service. She's got to get divorced from both guys. The Gemara should have asked, I am not choshish for it, so what? institutionally the Rabbanim shouldn't be misakin at Zakana like this. That's what Tosus was asking. That's what Ben Argamar asks. If you would require two shluchim, the husband never would be believed. Not the only quarter one, the Gemara and the Kashal, the husband would be believed. It's a beautiful teretz, I think. And I think it really hits the hard core of what Tosus is driving at. This is institutionally. This is the Takan institutionally. You follow what I'm saying? This is the answer. That's what Tosus is really driving at. Okay? Now we have a second teretz of Tosus for this Kashal. Seth, you got me? That's what Tosus is. This is explaining what Tosus held in the Kasha. Then Tosus answers and he says, I'm sorry. He says, here are the Baal's in control. We can necessitate to it. There, we're lucky one guy came forward and said he's dead. We're so lucky. We're not in control. You can have 1,000 guys see him dead. You can't force him to come in and testify. So we're lucky one guy came in. So one slide's enough. The Gemara's never going to ask, Haikula, Haikuru. Somebody saw from the Rashba last week. Okay? Now there's another answer to answer Rabbi Yehuda's question, but we have to wait because I want to do the next Tosus. Now I just want to close with the following. One short line. We'll pick it up from here tomorrow, okay? And that is that as follows. I just want to mention to you the Rambam, and then we'll pick it up from there to be Masper. The Rambam I gave you the other Rambam, but we'll, okay, let's just mention the Rambam. I gave you the Rambam that I gave you. In Perek Vav, Halacha Zayin says, okay, I want you to get it, that if the shliach that comes forward is a Russia, okay, let's say he's a Russia, he's done averes that are pasul in Mina Torah. The Rambam writes that if he brings a get, a Russia, and he brings a get, the get is pasul. Mineral bottom if the get is Makuyim. If, however, the get is not Makuyim, and we're relying only on him, meaning Bifarei Nechtav, who Bifarei Nechtav, but he was a Russia, the get is Pasul Minat Torah. Please get that Rambam down. We have to be master that Rambam tomorrow as well. Again, the Rambam writes, if the Shliach was a Russia, and he brings a get, if you're Makayim it, then it gets only Pasul Min Rabbanan. If you're relying on his words before an Ektav, then it's Pasul Min Atayr. Okay? We have to be masked with that problem. Okay, we'll stop here.